Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build one of those sneaky little drum techniques that makes jungle and old-school DNB feel alive, a clean ghost note system using groove pull tricks in Ableton Live 12. And honestly, this is one of those things that seems small at first, but it can completely change the way your breaks breathe. Ghost notes are the tiny taps, shuffles, and in-between hits that glue the main drum accents together. They add movement, swing, grit, and urgency, but if you don't control them properly, they also turn into mud really fast, especially once you start layering bass, saturation, and extra drum processing. So the whole goal here is not just to add more notes. The goal is to make those ghost notes feel human, musical, and tight enough to sit inside a proper jungle groove. Let's set the scene. Open a new Live 12 project and set the tempo to around 170 BPM. If you wanted a little more rolling, you can push to 174. If you want a darker, slightly more laid-back pressure, try somewhere between 160 and 168. But for this lesson, 170 is a great sweet spot. Now create two drum-focused tracks, one for the main break and one for the ghost notes. You can think of them as the backbone and the detail layer. That separation is the first part of the clean system. It gives you control. And in drum and bass, control is everything. Now, let's talk source material. You want a break with good ghost note potential. Something like an Amen-style break, a funk break, or any loop that has enough small in-between texture. You're looking for main kick and snare hits, but also those little hat chatter moments, rim ticks, and softer transitional sounds. Those are the ingredients we'll pull out and turn into a separate ghost lane. If you already have an audio break, drop it into Ableton and warp it if needed. For drum loops, beats warp mode is usually the move. Keep the transient preservation sensible so the groove stays natural. If you're programming from MIDI instead, use a drum rack and load your kick, snare, and hat separately. Then keep the ghost hits very low in velocity. Think around 15 to 45 for ghost snares, and maybe 10 to 35 for tiny hats and ticks. Now here's the heart of the method. Isolate the ghost material. If you're working from audio, right-click the break and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slicing by transient is usually the most useful, because it lets Ableton detect the drum hits naturally. If the break is simple, slicing by 1/16 can also work well and give you more control. Once the slices are in a drum rack, identify the main hits versus the ghosty details. Your main kick and snare should stay in the core break lane. The tiny pickups, hat chatter, and percussive residue can be copied into a second clip or a second pattern. That second pattern becomes your ghost note lane. And here's a really important teacher note. Keep it sparse. Ghost notes are not decoration. They're groove glue. If the part sounds good without them, that's good. Then when you add them back in, they should make the loop feel more connected, not crowded. Now let's bring in the groove pool, because this is where the magic starts happening. Open the groove pool in Live 12 and try one of the stock swing grooves first. MPC-style swing grooves are a good starting point, especially if you want that old-school feel. You can also extract groove from a classic break by dragging the break into the groove pool and using extract groove. That's a killer move here, because it makes the ghost notes feel like they came from the same source as the break itself. Apply the groove to the ghost note clip, not the whole drum loop at first. That's a really important distinction. You usually want more groove on the ghost layer and less on the main kick and snare. That way, the backbone still hits with confidence, while the details breathe around it. For starting settings, try timing around 20 to 30%, velocity around 25 to 40%, and random very low, maybe 0 to 5%. You don't need to overdo the randomness. The point is to create a human push and pull, not to make the pattern feel unstable. Now let's talk about velocity, because ghost notes live or die by velocity shape. A ghost note is not just a quiet note. It needs dynamic variation. If every hit is the same, it will sound programmed and stiff. So draw on a pattern, where some notes are a little stronger and some are softer. One hit might be around 25, the next 38, then 18, then 30. That kind of variation gives the pattern a drummer-like feel. A useful rule is to slightly accent ghost hits that lead into a snare, and ease off on notes that sit too close to the main snare. That prevents the layer from sounding like a second main drum line. It just supports the groove. Now, the cleanup stage. This is where a lot of people either underdo it or overdo it. On the ghost track, start with EQ8. High pass the low end somewhere around 180 to 300 Hz, depending on the source. If the ghosts are muddy, cut a little in the 250 to 500 Hz zone. And if they get a bit harsh or papery, A gentle dip around 3 to 7 kHz can help smooth them out. After that, try drum buffs for a little controlled body. Keep the drive light. You just want enough texture to help the ghost hit speak. Saturator is also great here, especially with soft clip-on and only a small amount of drive. If the layer is too wide or too unstable, use utility to narrow it a bit or keep it more mono-centered. That tends to make jungle drums feel tighter and more powerful. This is a good place to drop in a teacher-style reminder. Ghost notes should be felt more than heard. If you can clearly hear them as separate hits all the time, they're probably too loud or too bright. If they vanish completely, then they may need a bit more mid-range presence or transient definition. If the ghost layer is still getting lost, use gentle dynamics shaping. A compressor with a moderate ratio, a slightly slower attack, and a reasonable release can help bring out the body without smashing the detail. Drum buffs can also help emphasize transients in a subtle way. And if you want movement, auto filter is a nice touch, especially for transitions and fills. Now let's layer it back with the main break. The main break should stay dominant. That's your core rhythm. The ghost track sits underneath it and fills the little gaps between hits. A good starting balance is to keep the ghost layer 10 to 20 dB quieter than the main break, depending on how much saturation or compression you're using. And here's a very practical check. Listen to the groove at low volume. If the ghost notes still give the beat shape when you turn the system down, that's a great sign. A good ghost layer doesn't need to shout. It just needs to keep the pulse moving. For old school flavor, you can add some character with subtle extra processing. A little redux for bit reduction, some erosion for roughness, vinyl distortion for dusty edge, or a tiny bit of short filtered echo or reverb can make the ghost layer feel like it lives in the same room as the break. Just keep it tasteful. This is about vibe, not washing the drums out. And if you want the classic jungle energy, resampling is a huge move. Once the ghost system feels right, route the drum bus to an audio track and record a few bars. Printing the groove to audio lets you commit to the feel. Chop it up later, reverse little details, or use it as the source for fills and edits. That's very in the spirit of old sampler-based jungle production. It turns your loop from a programmed sequence into a piece of performance. A really useful arrangement mindset is to let ghost density evolve across the track. In the intro, keep it sparse. Just a few taps and fragments. In the first drop, establish the groove but leave space for the bass. In the next phrase, you can add a little more snare pickup activity or slightly stronger swing. In the breakdown, strip things back and let the ghost layer become more exposed. Then, before a fill or a drop, duplicate the ghost clip, add a little more activity for one bar, and then cut back to the original loop. That contrast is what makes the drums feel like they're moving through a track, not just looping forever. A few common mistakes to avoid here. First, don't apply heavy swing to everything. If the whole break is heavily grooved, the track can lose its drive and feel sloppy. Usually, the better move is to give the ghost notes more swing and keep the main hits more grounded. Second, don't let the ghost notes get too loud. If they sound like a second main drum part, they're no longer ghost notes. Third, don't leave low end in the ghost layer. That's one of the fastest ways to muddy a jungle mix. Fourth, don't flatten every velocity to the same level. That kills the human feel. And fifth, don't overprocess. A little saturation, a little EQ, maybe a little compression. That's usually enough. Check everything in context with the bass, because a ghost pattern that sounds amazing solo can become a mess once the low end enters. Now for a couple of advanced coaching ideas. Try splitting your ghosts into two lanes. One lane can be swingy and expressive, with more timing variation and velocity movement. The other lane can be straighter and more minimal, with tiny low velocity details. That push-pull contrast can make the groove feel much more alive. You can also automate groove intensity across sections. Maybe the intro has lighter groove, the drop gets more pronounced swing, and the breakdown goes raw and loose. Even subtle changes like that can make a track feel like it's evolving instead of sitting on one loop forever. Another smart move is to use ghost hits as answer notes. Put a soft hit after the snare to create a rebound feeling, or a tiny pickup before a kick to create forward motion. That's especially effective in dark rollers and old-school inspired DNB. And don't forget mono. Jungle drums can get wide and cloudy fast. If the ghost layer loses its identity in mono, simplify it and narrow it before going any further. So let's wrap this into a practical mini exercise. Build a 2-bar loop at 170 BPM. Keep one main break layer intact. Then create a second ghost layer made only of soft snares, tiny hats, and small ticks. Apply a groove extracted from the original break and set the groove timing around 20 to 30%, with velocity around 25 to 40% and random kept very low. High pass the ghost track around 200 to 250 Hz. Add a little saturation. Then listen back with the bass present and ask yourself three questions. Does the groove move? Is the ghost layer felt but not distracting? And does the main snare still hit clean? If you want to push it further, make three versions, one tight and dry, one with more swing and reverb, and one darker and dirtier with reduced width. So the big takeaway is this. Ghost notes are not just tiny extra sounds. They're the glue that gives jungle and old-school DNB its pulse. Ableton's Groove Pool is a perfect tool for shaping that feel, especially when you separate the ghost layer from the main break and process it with intention. Think like a drummer, mix like a sampler technician, and keep the rules simple. Small hits, smart groove, tight filtering, and just enough grime.